Hello, I'm Jonathan Mast, and welcome to this edition of the Sedgwick Podcast. And today's topic is International Women's Day. And my guest today is Allison Unwin, Director of Home Adjusting and Outsource for Sedgwick. Allison, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Last week, we celebrated International Women's Day. Our very own Allison Unwin, who we're speaking with, was awarded the honor of being featured in Insurance Business UK Elite Women's Report. We want to hear firsthand from you, Allison, about your experience in the industry, lessons learned throughout the loss adjusting career. So to kick us off, tell us a little bit about your Sedgwick career and your background.
Thank you. And yes, of course. So my role here at Sedgwick is Director of Home Adjusting and Outsource. And that means that basically I report into our Managing Director for Home Claims, Angela Kelly, and I have responsibility for all of our domestic property claims, other than those which sit in our specialist areas, such as private clients. It's a new role, both for me and for Sedgwick in the UK, and for the first time brings our core home adjusting colleagues under one leadership team. I'm really excited about the opportunities this is going to bring to us in the market, but more importantly, the opportunities it's going to offer colleagues within home claims. There's lots to do yet, lots to do, but I feel really privileged to have been entrusted with this role. And how do I get here? You asked a bit about my background. Well, like many of my generation, I fell into loss adjusting by accident at the age of 20, having left college at 18, didn't really want to go to university at that point and thought I would take a job whilst I decided what I wanted to do with my life. And I took a job with one of the insurers who had offices in my hometown of Southampton. And purely by chance, I landed in their property claims team, where I was encouraged to start taking my CII exams straight away, which was great. And within 2 years, I realised that not only were the more interesting claims going to these mythical loss adjusters that we had on pedestals, but I saw an advert and realised that a loss adjusting role came with a company car. So I applied straight away, got the job, and here I am all these years later. And for context, I'll admit to that being more than 30 years, but that's all. Still loving the job every day. Fantastic profession, loss adjusting. And even now, even in my new role, I'm at my happiest when I'm dealing with a claim and helping our customers.
Wow, the company car, that's I don't know about the UK, but here in the States, that's almost a thing of the past. So what a great treat that must have been. And so you shared a little bit talking about why you enjoy what you do, but in the current role, I mean, in your day to day, what is the most satisfying thing? And then if you can draw from that for our listeners, maybe a memorable experience or two that you'd like to share that's built on that throughout your career?
Yeah, I think, as I said just now, I love dealing with customers, helping customers with their claims. You know, as a loss adjuster, that has to be the most rewarding aspect of the role. Nothing beats the moment when you realise you've made a positive difference for a customer. And we always remember that whilst we handle many, many thousands of claims each year here at Sedgwick, for the majority of our customers, their claim is their first and only one. So we have that one opportunity to make it a positive experience for them. And when we do, that gives us a feel-good factor. I get a feel-good factor out of that when I really help a customer. And, you know, I still consider myself to be a loss adjuster. I'm not just a manager. If somebody asks me what I do for a living and doesn't know me that well, I always say that I'm a loss adjuster. Day-to-day in my current role, helping our colleagues achieve whatever they want to achieve in their role as a loss adjuster or as one of our support team or somewhere in between is key to it. I've been involved over the last few years in lots of our Pathfinder programs, career pathways for colleagues, and I'm also very much involved in mentoring of colleagues as well. So that's all really important to me. You ask for a memorable experience. Wow, there are so many, and that would probably include quite a few that that I probably don't want to share. We've all had some embarrassing experiences out on the road as an adjuster, I'm sure. Like the time I was out and it was very icy and very snowy, and I managed to park right up behind the customer's car on their icy and sloping driveway. And you've probably guessed already that went in, dealt with the claim, and when I came out to leave, and despite having my car in the right gear, my car just slowly slid forward into the back of the customer's car, which was up there with one of the most embarrassing experiences. Thankfully, they were very nice about it, and we sorted it out. I guess one of the most memorable experiences in terms of helping customers would be probably a young couple who were unfortunate to have had a serious fire in their home caused after it was struck by lightning, and it had devastated their home and many of their contents, and they were at a complete loss. It was their first home. They'd come to the UK from overseas. They had no family here, and English wasn't their first language. So I can remember them now. I can picture them now standing outside the remains of their home, I guess, in just both of them really upset. They were both literally shaking, even though the incident had happened the previous day. But fortunately, they had good advice when they bought the home. They had good insurance cover, and being able to provide that reinsurance to them was important. But I also realised they couldn't actually cope with anything much on day one. All they could take in was the fact that, you know, we were going to make everything okay, that their policy would cover the damage, and in the meantime, make sure they had somewhere to live and some money to replace what they'd lost in the fire. So I stayed with them whilst we sorted them out some temporary accommodation, and then offered them to follow me in my car so that I could make sure they got to the hotel safely. Went in with them to help them check in, because as I say, English wasn't their first language and they were all over the place in terms of knowing what was happening. And then I went and took them, bought them a cup of coffee in the hotel coffee shop, and we sat there and I went through some of the basic information I needed for insurers. They wouldn't have been able to provide that earlier while we were stood in their damaged home. It was just too emotional. And one of the things that that reminds me of is that we have to allow our adjuster colleagues the time to do the right thing for all of the customers when they're out on site. That's definitely something that I'm going to look at as part of my new role, is to make sure that we give everybody time to do the job properly and sort everything out for the customers.
That's a great memory, and it really is what it's all about in all of it that we do. And you were demonstrating that caring counts a long time throughout your whole career, and so that's great. Well, moving into this part, which I think as we talk about International Women's Day, it's my understanding that less than 10% of qualified adjusters are female. How has the industry changed over time in terms of gender equality, and what types of challenges do you and your peers face?
Yeah, I think it's important to say we have already come a long way, but you're right that less than 10% of qualified adjusters are female, and that's in the UK, but also worldwide. Going back all those years when I started, and we've established that it's more than 30, loss adjusting was almost exclusively male. They employed about 50-50 men and women, but the loss adjusters were virtually all men. And it pains me to say it, but the roles for women were literally admin, secretarial, and typing. And that, even to me now, that sounds fairly shocking, but I think when I started in the company I worked for had probably 8 or 9 offices across the south of England, and I was the only female property adjuster. And I was joined reasonably soon thereafter by one more. And so there were two of us out of about 80 or 90 adjusters, and we were both absolute beginners. As far as I remember, there were no female managers of adjusters in the business, not for some years. I mean, it wasn't just them, but for some years after that, there were no female managers for adjusters. So we were definitely lacking in role models, if you like. So we have come a long way already. And I'm delighted that at Sedgwick, we've committed to having more female senior leaders in the business, and we've already made great strides. Here in the UK, we have brilliant representation and role models on our UK exec team, for example. In my area of the business, in home claims, we do, again, have a roughly equal split of men and women, and I'm delighted to say that that includes our adjusting community. It's great to see. So we're getting there, but yes, less than 10% of qualified adjusters are female. I've been involved in the Women in SILA special interest group over the past few years, and we have grown the number of women who have achieved full associateship of the Institute, and it will continue to grow. We've got so many more women coming into the profession now. But the challenge for all of us is to make sure that we remove any barriers and obstacles to them being able to complete their exams. After taking a career break, a family break, we have to make it easier and easy for women to come back into loss adjusting as professionals, and we must provide the right mentoring and encouragement for them to be able to complete their professional qualifications and drive their careers forward as much as they want to. The same would apply to men returning after a career break, I should say, but it's a fact that it's mostly women who take the significant chunk of leave when they have their families. And we must, you know, work out what the barriers are that we're probably inadvertently putting in the way of them returning to loss adjusting. And we need to make sure as a profession that we are flexible, that we're delivering the support and encouragement for everyone to complete their exams and gain those important SILA qualifications, because they are the future of loss adjusting to ensure it continues beyond my generation.
That's very true, Alison, and I think all that you just said leads into this question and what you're doing, what you've been doing and continuing to do and build on that. How do you create a culture of belonging, foster a diverse workforce here at Sedgwick in your role, and what do you see that being as you move forward?
Well, I'm really lucky that you're asking me these questions in the week after we were recognised as a top UK insurance employer by Insurance Business UK, with their MD saying Sedgwick stood out in a competitive field for creating an impressively positive workplace that places employee well-being and career progression at its heart. So as a business, it's clear we've already taken great strides to create a culture of belonging here at Sedgwick. For me personally, and I've, you know, already mentioned this, that ensuring we deliver opportunities for our female colleagues and that those opportunities are at least as good as those available for male colleagues is really important to me. It includes the need for good mentors to be available across the business and to understand how they can guide, encourage, and help the career of all colleagues. I believe that's vital. I think we've got a huge array and diversity of talent and experience in the business that we're not yet making available to all of our new entrants into Sedgwick, and we should. I love mentoring colleagues, and I'm currently involved with the Women's Colleague Resources Group for my third year, mentoring a group of female colleagues on various topics, which include how to progress their career, how to make sure that they belong to a diverse workforce here at Sedgwick. Some of them, not all of them, some of them are managers and they want to know how to encourage their own teams. So I like giving back in that way. I've got a lot of experience as a manager and can generally provide them with that help and encouragement, hints and tips, and what the best things to do are to get the best out of everybody that works here at Sedgwick. We do have a diverse workforce. We're constantly making sure that we remove any barriers and obstacles so that everybody that wants to come and work here can do, and also that they then are provided with the tools and the opportunities to drive their career forward in the way that suits them and to achieve what they want to achieve.
Well, it is awesome that you are in this role, and certainly a tremendous role model. And I know that many people will benefit from your insights and taking your years of experience. Certainly, as we begin to close out, and for those listening again today, if you were to give them words of wisdom, you know, and that would include kind of sharing with us what kind of skills do women need to break into the law suggesting arena and profession, and then final thoughts for those, whether they have been doing this a long time or they're out there thinking about what is my future, what are those parting words of wisdom that you want to share?
Thank you. I think it's important to say, as a loss adjuster, that women and men need the same skills regardless of which area of loss adjusting they're interested in. They need the ability to resolve problems, to think on their feet, and above all else, have the ability to retain the customer at the heart of everything we do. Those skills are vital. To be an adjuster, you have to love dealing with people from all walks of life, whether it's a domestic customer in their home or a large commercial enterprise. You're still dealing with people. It's an old cliche, but still really true in loss adjusting, that every claim and every day is different. So having the ability to adapt and adapt quickly is critical. If you have those skills, I genuinely believe it's the best profession there is. I still love it every day. In terms of words of wisdom for newcomers, I would say be professional, be adaptable, and be curious. There can't be many other professions where you will meet so many people in so many different situations and yet still not know everything and be able to come across a situation for the first time, even if you've been doing the job as long as I have. And I'm not now going to repeat how long that is if you weren't listening earlier.
That's right. Good listening skills, right? So right there's number one. Well, I think those are all extremely valuable, and we certainly do hope that more women look at a career in our industry. It's a great opportunity, and on behalf of Sedgwick again, Allison, congratulations on being featured in Insurance Business UK's Elite Women's Report. It's a very prestigious honor and a testimony to your great work that you've done and continue to do for Sedgwick. So thank you so much for being a guest today on the Sedgwick podcast.
Thank you.
Well, until next time, we will catch you on the next Sedgwick podcast.